Newt Gingrich slams Joe Biden's failed energy policies. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 10, 2022. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich blasted President Joe Biden's failed energy policies Wednesday, placing the blame for skyrocketing oil prices squarely on Biden's shoulders. "Every time you go to the gas station, remember it is Biden's policies, and not bad luck or Putin's aggression, which is costing you so much to fill up your car," Gingrich asserts. "Biden's insanity on energy goes directly against American interests and undermines energy independence," he insists. As you watch the Biden administration fail, ask yourself, why Venezuela and not Texas? Why Iran and not Canada? Just how unwilling is the Biden team to help you and your fellow Americans? Gingrich writes in reference to the president's willingness to get foreign oil from the enemies of the U.S. but his unwillingness to help our friends. When the Biden administration appeals to Iran, Venezuela, and Saudi Arabia for oil but rejects American and Canadian oil and gas production, there is something profoundly wrong, he declares. Why does Joe Biden think dictators are better than Americans? Why send money to Iran instead of Oklahoma, or to Venezuela instead of Texas? If he wants to send money outside the United States, why not send money to Canada rather than Saudi Arabia? He asks. Biden has hamstrung American oil and gas, which are overwhelmingly located in red states, but this opposition is killing jobs, weakening our national security, endangering our allies, and stopping the United States from earning foreign exchange, Gingrich notes. There is a huge national security issue in terms of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the general aggressiveness of Vladimir Putin, he continues, and Putin is making more than $1 billion a day from the sale of oil and gas. This gives Putin the money to finance his military adventures in Ukraine, Syria, and elsewhere, he adds. When Trump left office, the price of oil was at $46 and today it stands at $123 a barrel, or nearly three times as high, Gingrich observes. The correct American strategy would be to maximize the production of American oil and gas, so we can drive down the price of energy, as well as augmenting liquid natural gas production, so American gas could replace Russian gas in Western Europe, he notes. The Biden administration has crippled American energy production, Gingrich writes, and the nuttier arm of the big government socialist Biden team would like to eliminate all oil and gas production. Moreover, Biden's stubborn pushing of electric vehicles shows how dangerously out of touch he is with middle America, he adds. Marie Antoinette said of hungry Parisians, "Let them eat cake." Now, the Biden administration tells cash-poor Americans, "Buy an electric car," Gingrich writes. The idea that working and retired Americans who are struggling to pay $4.50 a gallon, and even more in some places, should shell out tens of thousands of dollars for an electric car shows just how out of touch with reality the Biden team is, he notes. Unfortunately, for most Americans, the world Biden is creating is expensive and does not work, he concludes. Follow at Williams Rome.